Hola, hola, it is Fabi here, and I want to tell you the only real way to get premium clients to chase you instead of you having to chase after them to get them to enroll. After working with over 850 clients and doing thousands of brand message assessments, I can tell you that most people out there are focused on the wrong things in order to get people to buy with more ease. I see people who are experts who have been in business, oftentimes even for decades, getting clients. Incredible results. And yet they sound like everybody else in their space. They don't know how to really stand out, how to differentiate themselves, and how to get people to literally chase them. Get people to say, "I'm ready. What's next? Send me the link. I'm ready to go. Let's get started." The reality here that I really want to convey to you is that you don't have a marketing problem. You don't even have a messaging problem anymore. What you have at this moment is very likely a market creation problem. And I'll explain what that means in a second. But if you're somebody who is established, who maybe is over 40, that means that you are truly an expert at what you do. Here's what I've seen happening a lot. You've spent years, maybe decades, literally building a very real expertise, the kind that comes from pattern recognition, from seeing things again and again across hundreds of clients, maybe from wisdom that can't just be taught in a certification program. But here's what you're noticing right now. What used to differentiate you a few years ago is kind of table stakes today. What feels cutting edge right now, it's going to feel obvious in 6 months. And you're watching newer people show up saying what you've been saying, using your language, teaching in a way. Your framework, sometimes literally word for word. And you're thinking, well, I earned this expertise. How do I stay relevant when everybody else can copy what I do? Here's the thing. At this stage in your career, you do not need to be working harder. You need to just think differently about the game that you're actually playing right now. Because what most people over 40 don't even realize, and this is literally costing you everything, is that the game has fundamentally changed right now. For the last decade, success came down to better marketing. That was it. Better funnels, better copy, better ads, better platform. If you could outmarket your competition, you basically had won the game. That game is over now, and I can prove it to you. Think about the restaurant industry for a second. Right? So 20 years ago, if you wanted to open a super successful restaurant, the formula was pretty simple. You wanted to have great food, you wanted to have a really good location, ideally, some marketing, and maybe word of mouth, and you would do pretty well with that. Today, there are literally entire TV shows dedicated to saving failing restaurants, thousands of restaurants with great food, perfect location, solid marketing, and they're still closing down. And the reason is that when everybody has great food stops being enough. The market is saturated, there are too many options. And when buyers can't tell the difference between you and everybody else, they choose based on price, based on convenience, or basically kind of like whoever showed up first. So, what do the restaurants that actually thrive today do differently? They don't try to have better food than everybody else. They're basically kind of creating new categories, right? Like omakase, farm to table, molecular gastronomy, immersive dining experiences. They're not competing with other restaurants. They're creating new markets where competition becomes irrelevant. That's exactly what's happening in the expert space right now. And here's why being over 40 gives you actually a massive advantage because you have depth of expertise to actually create new categories. Younger competitors are still learning patterns. You've already identified them. The reality is that better marketing can't save you in a market that is very saturated, but what can is market creation. So everybody right now has access to the same frameworks, the same how-to content, the same positioning advice. And what used to differentiate you before is kind of baseline. And power buyers, those people who are really ready to invest with real money and ready to take action, they're kind of exhausted. They've seen every funnel, they've heard every hook, they can smell sameness from a mile away. So the experts who are still trying to optimize their marketing, they're kind of fighting for scraps in a market that is already very, very saturated. While market creators, on the other hand, are building entirely new games that no one else can play. The truth is that I lived that transition myself. Years ago, I was positioning myself as a coach helping people building brands that attract. Like, that's literally how I explain what I do. And you know what? I was good at it, right? I was good at helping people. I was getting clients. They were getting results. They were happy. But I was one of thousands saying basically the same thing. We need messaging. We need to like build a beautiful brand, all the things. And then I started noticing patterns across my clients. The experts who were struggling, they weren't struggling because their marketing was broken. They were struggling because their message was generic. They sounded like everybody else in their space. And when you sound like everybody else, sophisticated buyers can't tell why they need to choose you. So what I did is I didn't just teach better messaging. I created an entire new category. I wasn't about branding or messaging anymore in the same traditional way. What I did was I started talking more about developing your angle of mastery. I trademarked it. I built a framework around it. All the things. So this is about your unique intellectual perspective that makes competition irrelevant. I created frameworks that empower buyers, the need to have formula. I introduced language that the market didn't have before, and everything changed in my business. Not because I suddenly got better at what I did, because I stopped competing and I started creating. Now, when people think, well, I need to attract premium clients who are investing, they don't think I need a brand strategist. They think, well, I need Fabi Paolini's approach. I need my angle of mastery. That is what market creation is ultimately about. And that's what makes premium clients chase you instead of having to chase after them. So let me tell you a little bit more about angle of mastery, because this to me is the foundation of everything. Essentially, your angle of mastery isn't just better positioning. It's not like a cute tagline. It's your intellectual leadership made visible. It's the unique way you see the problem based on your years of pattern recognition that makes your solution feel in a way inevitable. So your angle of mastery turns those years of experience into intellectual property that cannot be copied. Think about going to a doctor, right? So you're walking in with symptoms like headaches and fatigue and brain fog. Doctor number one says, well, you're stressed. You need to rest more, drink water, maybe take some vitamins. That's it. Pretty generic, right? You could have ChatGPT that same thing. Doctor number two runs some tests and say, you know what? Your symptoms aren't stress. You actually have a thyroid condition that's been quietly sabotaging your system for years. Here's what's happening in your body and why typical stress management strategies or whatever doesn't fix it. So that second doctor is one that is not just diagnosing you better, they're showing you a new way of understanding your problem that couldn't have been seen by yourself through ChatGPT or anything like that. Ultimately, that's what having an angle of mastery does. It is giving power buyers a very different way of understanding their problem. And when you give somebody a new way of seeing their challenge, you become the only logical solution. You're shifting their beliefs around what the problem is. Because if they don't work with you, they're going to go back to treating symptoms instead of addressing the root cause. And here's where this gets really powerful. And it's really what makes premium clients chase after you. When you have a true angle of mastery, you're not just creating a nice to have offer that sounds like everybody else's. You're creating the only logical solution to a problem they now see differently. So think about it. Like if you're position as like, I help high achievers manage stress and avoid burnout. That's a nice to have. They might try meditation. They might think that they just need a vacation, right? So these are common ways of expressing things. But if you ended up positioning with an angle of mastery that reveals like the reason why you're exhausted isn't that you need better boundaries, it's that you have what I call the dormant champion pattern. You're performing well under pressure. You take on increasing responsibility and you quietly are shouldering stress because you're not the type of person to quit. Over time, that high functioning stress strategy becomes unsustainable. Here's how to shift from achieving through endurance to achieving through strategic energy management. So now you're not optional. You're essential. You're explaining the cause in a way that is different. You're showing the real reason why things are happening. You're giving it a name, and you're the only one with that specific solution to that very specific problem. So need to have doesn't need to come from pressure tactics. It comes from showing people a problem they can't unsee and positioning yourself as the only real solution. So a lot of experts over 40, they're worried about like, what do I do if AI can replicate me? Or how do I stay relevant in the world of AI? And I feel like AI can replicate strategy and optimize tactics and write maybe decent copy, but AI can't create what doesn't exist. It can't study your patterns that you've seen. It can't create frameworks based off of lived experience. It can't really develop your intellectual leadership. When you become a market creator with an angle of mastery that is real, that's when you actually become AI proof, because you're not teaching what everybody else teaches. You're creating what nobody else out there has actually built. And the cool part around that is that because you have decades of experience, all of the patterns that you've identified, all of the wisdom that you've earned, that's the raw material for intellectual leadership that AI will not have. So in a world where AI can replicate tactics, intellectual leadership is the only moat that is actually left. So essentially, the old game, better marketing, better messaging, better tactics, is essentially over, because when everybody has access to the same strategies through AI or whatever, those strategies, they're not as effective anymore. The new game is market creation. Market creators don't compete inside existing categories. They end up building new ones. They don't position themselves as better options. They position themselves as the option. They don't attract clients through pressure or like random tactics. They're attracting power buyers who recognize that there's no other alternative that's better. And the way that you become a market creator is through developing that angle of mastery, that unique intellectual perspective that is built on your lived experience, your pattern recognition, that is giving people a new way of understanding the problem and why it's happening. When you have that, you're not chasing clients. They chase you because you've shown them something that they can't unsee. And you're the only one person that has that unique solution. So if you're watching this or listening to this and thinking, actually, I want to become a market creator, but I don't know where to start with my angle of mastery. What is that? So here's what I want you to do. Book a free 15-minute brand message assessment with me. In 15 minutes, I'm actually going to show you where you're currently competing right now versus creating, right? Like, how can you become a market creator? What are the gaps in your positioning that are keeping you commoditized? And essentially, what that potential angle of mastery could be based on your background and expertise. This is not a sales call. It is a strategic diagnostic where I'm going to tell you exactly what's missing and what you need to do to fix it. The link is in the description below the video, or go to brandmessagesession.com. Make sure you subscribe. You follow me on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, all the different places. And let me know in the comments, what is one pattern that you've noticed across your clients that nobody in your space is talking about? That right there might be the seed for your angle of mastery. I'll see you next time. Bye.